Good morning. It's KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. I'm Tyler Russell, and we're going to again this morning talk about OC Fashion Week, which kicks off next Tuesday with a pretty amazing yacht party, by the way, that we'll talk about. And we have some sponsors and producers and consultants to Fashion Week in studio with us now. We have a full studio of folks, so I'm going to introduce them all. We've got Monica Pratt, the owner of Ziana Wellness. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Thanks for coming. Sheila Asenio, who's the director of campus relations for the Art Institute. Hi, Sheila.
Good morning.
Delphine Channels Berryhill, the owner of Butterfly Me Makeup Studio. Nice to see you, Delphine.
Good morning, Tyler.
And then we've got Rod Gantis, who's an OC Fashion Week Advisory Board. Hi, Rod. How are
you?
Hey,
Tyler. Good morning.
So why don't we start, Delphine, if you don't mind. Just tell us a little bit about Fashion Week. You know, maybe for those who are unfamiliar, highlight some of the events that are happening that are of interest to the public.
Absolutely. So OC Fashion Week is something that occurs every year, and every year it's getting bigger and bigger. It starts next week with a kickoff party called Sugar Rush that's going to be on a yacht, and that's primarily for press and digital bloggers and to really help promote and get the word out about Fashion Week. The public is then invited to day two, which is going to be happening at the Huntington Hyatt. And that is going to be a show that's going to be featuring designers who are doing couture. And all of these designers are locally based designers. And the whole point of OC Fashion Week is to bring attention and focus on the fashion scene in Orange County. The third night is going to be at the Island Hotel, and that show is going to feature travel and menswear. And the fourth night is at Anaheim. Am I correct with that one?
Fourth night, let me look it up. I think they're so packed, and we're doing it at different venues to get exposure throughout Orange County.
Right.
So
they added a kids show this year, which is something very unique at Anaheim. Downtown Disney. So it's something for everybody, for
yeah.
sure.
Well, let me ask you this, while we're talking about, you know, kind of having Orange County have its own fashion identity, how important is that it doesn't be looped into Los Angeles?
Well, I think as many people do know that Orange County is a huge market for consumer purchasing power. And I think what they're trying to do is actually get more awareness about how much retail purchasing is going on in Orange County and the incredible talent that's coming out of Orange County. So OC Fashion Week is trying to really help to put the focus on that and to drive awareness really internationally, because it's not just a local show. They have press from all over the world that is invited to the show, that's covering the show. It's done a great job.
Great.
It's not so much that we're building it. It's there. It's like a hidden gem. We always talk about Orange County just being, you know, a hidden gem. For those who are in the know, they know that's why we're here. And so when it comes to fashion, it's been a powerhouse. It's just that every year through the show, we try to get that awareness out, and it's catching on. Like Delphine was saying, we're just getting a lot of international media coverage more and more every year.
Yeah. Well, Rod, I tell you, it's nice to have a dude in here the past 2 days. You know, everyone's been beautiful, but I felt really outnumbered.
That's why I hang out with these ladies.
See, I know, yeah. I can see why you're into fashion. I get it now. I'm going to try to make a couple of the events myself next week, but I feel like I'm going to be way over my head. So what's your advice for men who are interested in fashion or want to be? You know,
that's a great question, because you know, I'm involved in the hospitality industry, and so luxury industries sort of dovetail into one another. And what we're seeing is more and more comfort with men when it comes to fashion, wellness, you know, basically self-care, right? It's almost 50% now. And so, again, these are big buyers. I mean, you know, custom clothing, we got a lot of haute couture, you know, tailors in Orange County, and that market is booming. In fact, a couple of years ago, how I got involved with OC Fashion Week is a couple of years ago, I actually was presenting for Dave Welch Bespoke, and we walked runway. And everybody that walked runway that night for Bespoke was actually people that were customers and clients. So we had all shapes and sizes, and it's very important to actually kind of take away from that stigma almost, you know, that it's just a certain kind of person on the men's side of the equation that is interested in this. Self-care, maintenance, grooming, and Monica, you know, her spa up in Anaheim Hills is very much focused on that, and she has services specifically focused for men.
So in addition to everything else, you're a runway model, too.
Yeah, I turned 50, and my tailor basically said, I'm going to punish you, so I'm going to have you walk around with
it. That's awesome.
And actually, in fact, ended the show. So, you know, talk about pressure.
Well, that's cool. And then is there a specific event that you would suggest men look into going more than another?
I would actually say if you're interested in fashion, if you have that sort of sense of self, try to make all the days. And I just wanted to piggyback on Delphine's. The location for the fourth day is actually, since we are in Laguna Beach, is actually 7 degrees.
That's right.
Oh, that's
the event
that's
venue
right.
in
yeah,
Laguna
right.
Beach. So try to make them all. I mean, unfortunately, the boat party is our thank you to, well, not unfortunately, we like the fact, the boat party is actually a thank you to our bloggers, influencers, the press to get together at the beginning of the show, the week, and get familiar with what the events are coming up and sort of kind of, here's your cheat sheet of what's coming on so you can basically pass that on to your followers. But every day is special. Every day has something different. We added the kids show. So, you know, if you got kids, guys, it's a pretty cool way to spend the day.
Yeah.
You run into a lot of interesting people. It's just a lot of a good vibe.
Awesome.
And so make as many days as you can.
And I've never seen any guy that wants to go to a fashion show and not see beautiful women walk
yeah,
the runway.
I mean, it's
so just
an easy sell.
Yeah.
It's really an easy
yeah.
sell.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about OC Fashion Week kicking off next week. Rod mentioned a little bit about wellness. It's a good opportunity to transition to you, Monica, again, the owner of Ziana Wellness. So tell us a little bit about your business in Anaheim Hills.
Yes. The name of my business is Ziana Wellness and Spa. We are located in Anaheim Hills. We just opened last January, and it has been a great adventure, and I'm always been very conscious about wellness, and my dream was to always have everything in one place, not only the all the European spa treatments, but also what about wellness? I always have to go to different places just to go two or three different treatments. And at Ziana Wellness and Spa, we have everything is in one place.
Great.
And I decided to collaborate. I'm the sponsor for our OC Fashion Week because it's just so exciting to see that local designers, you know, finally are coming out and are recognized that also they have the power and the tools to be as successful as, you know, all designers up there in LA area. And I always also thought that fashion, wellness, and, you know, they were all linked. They are all goes together.
Yeah. Very well said. And I guess that would give us a good opportunity to talk about local designers. We also have in studio one more person, Sheila Senyo, who is representing the Art Institute for Orange County. And you guys have students that are showcasing stuff this year.
Yes. We actually have a current student, Alicia Needham, who's featured day two of next week, and a former student, Vanessa Lozada, who is a featured designer for day three. We partnered with OC Fashion Week for the first time last year. It was a very thrilling experience for us. We gave the students, or the event gave the students a chance to not only showcase their work in front of an audience they wouldn't normally have access to, but at the same time, the audience did get to see up-and-coming designers from their own backyard. The experience was very exciting for the students. We actually had one designer showcase her work day four when we hosted the event of last year, and she was invited to come back a second season. Got lots of press coverage for it, and as a result, her employer created a new position for her at work after seeing all the different articles, so that was really cool. And in addition to being an opportunity for students to showcase their work, I think OC Fashion Week is also an opportunity for those who are interested in the world of fashion to pursue their, to see what the Art Institute of California Orange County can do and perhaps pursue that passion for fashion. So if anybody, you know, did spark that interest, we do have an open house on September 16th. I'm also live streaming from the event next week. So hopefully you'll come up and say hi.
Great. And then Delphine, we need to mention Butterfly Me, which of course, you know, you've done work on our staff here at KX and you've been at our events before. What's your role with that studio at Fashion Week?
Well, we got approached by Kathy Marino, who, by the way, is the producer of OC Fashion Week. We need to do a shout out for Kathy because she is working overtime to pull this event off. And of course, her entire team has been doing an amazing job. But they reached out to us to inquire about us being the makeup partner for OC Fashion Week. And I was so excited at the opportunity because it's not every day that you get to participate in such an incredible event program. So we primarily are providing makeup direction and the cosmetics for the show. We are doing it in partnership with Tony and Guy, who is providing a lot of their students to be the artists that are creating a lot of the looks. This is an incredible amount of effort that puts these shows on, and the models can run into 50 to 60 models per event. So there's a lot of makeup, a lot of hair, a lot of behind the scenes efforts. So our team is creating the makeup looks based upon input from the designers about what their vision is and what they want people to see on the runway. Brianna is our lead artist that's been taking the bulls by the horn, creating the mood boards, creating the looks that complement the fashion, and disseminating these looks to the Tony and Guy teams, which will then actually be applying the makeup, which will be Delphine Cosmetics. So all of our products will be used on the runway. So it's an incredible collaborative effort, and we're so excited to be a big part of it. On the opening night, they have a master stylist competition. And, of course, Dusty, you know, my beautiful, incredible sister and the director of beauty for Butterfly Me, will be on hand, will be hosting the Master Stylist competition, where there's going to be a couple different artists that are competing, creating a Moulin Rouge look. And there will be awards and winners announced. So that's an incredibly fun experience that we get to participate in for this year's show. And, of course, we love everybody to come into the studio, find a look from our lookbook that they want, and make sure that they're red carpet ready when they attend the event. So.
Awesome. Well, we're just about out of time, but I want to mention quickly where people can go to find info, to find tickets, all of that stuff for OC Fashion Week. Is there a website, Rod, you want to mention?
It's ocfashionweek.com, and that's where you can get your tickets. Thank you for that. I wanted to make sure that people knew that. And just to say, you know, we have some exciting judges and presenters that are involved too. The event that Delphine was talking about, the Master Stylist event, which is happening on the yacht, is the leading judge, European reality star Kinja Korta, and that's on the lower deck. And then on the upper deck, we're going to have leading reality lady from Discovered by Bravo, Alexis Bellino.
Yeah, that's right.
So we've got it's really exciting, the celebrities, and more, this just grows every year. Kathy does an amazing job. It's so much work to put this together, but it's really, really amazing. So don't miss out on it.
And all of this is filmed for behind the scenes.
Right,
they do have a TV show that is being filmed, so look for it. I don't know which, everybody has different cable channels,
it's on Haut OC, HAUTOC.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
well,
that's great.
Awesome. OC Fashion Week is what we're talking about. Monica, Sheila, Delphine, and Rod. I know it's a lot to squeeze in 15 minutes this morning, but thank you very much for your time and for your support of fashion in Orange County. We think that the music scene in Orange County has to have its own identity, and I think fashion is no different. So we'll see you next week at all the events, hopefully
awesome.
On the yacht.
Thank you,
guys. See you guys soon.
Thank you, guys.